This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Courtney Donahoe.
Deadly tornadoes, the second outbreak that we're seeing in a month in the Midwest. And Joplin, Missouri, especially hard hit. 89 dead in that area. And Kara Markser is a reporter with KMBZ Radio, and she's on the ground in Joplin. Welcome, Kara.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us what you see.
This has been probably one of the strangest things. You don't usually see tornadoes with such a wide path hit such a city area. We're talking residential, we're talking retail, we're talking churches, schools, even a hospital directly hit by this tornado. And it literally looks like another world, like something, a bomb went off, like we're in a different country. It doesn't look like Midwest. It doesn't look like Southwest Missouri. It's very strange. Trees sticking up, no leaves on them, homes completely demolished. It's otherworldly.
Kara, the town's emergency manager says that between 10 to 20% of the entire city of Joplin, which has a population of about 50,000, that 10 to 20% of the city was destroyed. Are you able to give us any estimate?
Yeah, that's actually a fairly accurate. You could even go up a little bit higher, maybe to 30%, but that's on the high end. Any higher than that, and we're too much. But it is right through the center of town, right through the heart of the city. The second biggest hospital in the town was hit, and then of course, like I said, with these residential areas. It's just amazing. These are brick homes. These are homes that have been here since the 1950s that are no more. It's heartbreaking to watch, and it's even harder to for a lot of these families that are trying to rebuild and trying to dig out, especially today. It's been raining ever since about 8 a.m. this morning, so the cleanup work is going to be extra slow going now.
Well, you just mentioned the hospitals. How were the triage efforts?
They, at one point in time, had four different triage operations open. They might have been opening a fifth this afternoon. We have hundreds of people hurt, but it's not known exactly how bad those injuries were. We're actually going to get another update here later this afternoon about those injured. And we'll also find out how the search and rescue operations is going, because this hit 5:30 on a Sunday night. A lot of people were home. It was nice outside. And up until the tornado moved in, but it was a lovely day before this, so it's going to be probably a fairly tragic number. 89 dead confirmed so far, and I have a feeling that number is going to go a whole lot higher before we're done.
Kara, St. John's Regional Medical Center, that's the hospital that was heavily damaged. A lot of windows, exterior walls are damaged. What remains as the main hospital center? Is that Freeman Hospital and Health?
Yes, Freeman is still taking all the critical patients here in Joplin. They've also got smaller little hospitals, like one in Pittsburgh, Kansas, one in Carthage, Missouri, one in Miami, Oklahoma, that are trying to take those patients that aren't quite critical, but definitely need more attention than a triage unit can handle at this point. And any of the critical patients that Freeman can handle are then being airlifted to Springfield, Missouri, for treatment. So it's a big operation with these patients involved here. And unfortunately, we don't know the injuries to the patients involved at St. John's. So that's going to be the next question that's going to hopefully get answered this afternoon as well.
Well, you mentioned the rain, and there's notices for flash flood warnings in that area. How has that been affecting all the efforts?
Oh, it's slowing everything down so much. At this point, really, people are just praying for sunshine, because we need a little bit of dry spell just to start getting in there. All of these homes that are collapsed in and on top of themselves, it's really hard to get in there when it's pouring rain and slippery, and then to be handling dangerous material in and of itself. So people are really ready for it to dry out just a little bit here, and hopefully they can get in and start cleaning up.
Kara, what's the state of business right now in Joplin, Missouri? We know that AT&T has a facility there, as well as Leggett and Platt is located in nearby Carthage. What's the state of getting people back to work and getting people to actually earn money?
That's a good question. The point right now, we're seeing a lot of the smaller businesses have just said, we're not going to do anything probably today or tomorrow. Your McDonald's, your Wendy's, your fast food joints, those are the ones that are actually starting to kind of come back. They were obviously in business today and doing a heck of a business, if I do say so myself. There was long lines there. But everywhere else, it seems like most of the town is put on hold for the time being while people just try to recover, figure out exactly what happened yesterday. I think it's going to be a while before the local economy comes back from this.
All right. I want to thank you very much, Kara Marxer. She's joining us from KMBC, a Bloomberg Radio affiliate. They're based in Kansas City, Missouri, but Kara is in Joplin, Missouri. Courtney Donahoe, Joplin used to be a mining center. Zinc and lead were two of the main commodities that were mined. It's also created a lot of sinkholes in the area, and it has really gone through some tough economic times. And now to have to deal with the after effects of this tornado, this looks like a major rebuilding effort.
And I mean, that whole area in general, so far 1,076 tornado reports have been received as of May 17th.
You can subscribe to Bloomberg's premium podcast service at Bloomberg.com/Tom Keene and listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM satellite radio channel 113. Copyright 2011 Bloomberg LP.